NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
We've gone even deeper into the playoffs, and we're gonna have to talk about a few people. Finally, I know you've been waiting to hear us talk about people like Giannis. We'll get to that. But before we do, gotta let you know, this episode, we have a fantastic guest. The Cavs sideline reporter for Bally Sports Cleveland. We got Serena Winters in the building. I'm Miles Gray.
I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack
got
mad boosties. Crushed it. Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
We are deep. We're deeper into the playoffs, shedding some teams. Some players are emerging even more. But yes, I just have to say thanks for joining us again. And we are thrilled today to have with us someone who is talking about the league in a very, very professional way, unlike us, which we appreciate. It helps class the joint up. Please welcome today's guest, Serena Winters.
Yo, 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 yo.
There she is.
Hold on, fellas. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, great to have you.
Yeah, thanks for
Serena,
joining
Serena,
are
you from SoCal originally?
I am from SoCal originally, a little town called Huntington Beach.
Okay, HB. Okay, I hear you. I hear you. I'm from the San Fernando Valley, so I'm savvy. I'm savvy.
Okay, you're TA savvy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, good to have you on. Good to have you
and
on.
And I lived in Dayton for 5 years. So.
Yeah.
Dayton, Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah.
Ohio represent. That's where I am right now. You know, not exactly where Dayton is, but sitting here in my
state
in Cleveland, Ohio. So, hey, we're repping all around.
We've triangulated precisely.
Yeah. A little different than Southern California.
Yeah.
Growing up in Dayton, Ohio.
So my largest chunks of my childhood were spent in Dayton, Ohio and Wheeling, West Virginia, which I'm told is the Huntington Beach of West Virginia. So,
Okay.
Well, beautiful, beautiful country.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Exciting season of Cleveland basketball. But before we dig into it, we gotta talk playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta talk Giannis. I think
it's about time.
So we've done the Ja episode. I think that was our first episode. We've done a Kyrie episode, and we had a feeling we were gonna have the opportunity to do a Giannis episode at one point. And Giannis hath provided with an amazing closeout game against the Bulls, 33-9 on 11 of 15 shooting against the Bulls. And more importantly for his team and just generally, game one against the Celtics. I think a lot of people think the Celtics were like 2-1 favorites to win the series. And then Giannis was like, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm playing in this series. I don't know if y'all remembered.
How's it been for you, Serena, just feasting upon the wonderful playoff basketball so far?
I mean, it's bittersweet, first of all, because to not actually be covering the playoffs, it's been a while since I haven't actually covered playoff basketball. So it's weird watching it from my couch or from a bar in Ohio City or wherever I get to watch the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I watch it with a different lens. Like you watch it with a fan lens, right? Mm-hmm. Some of these games have been absolutely incredible. I mean, Boston has had some incredible games.
I mean, should we dissect maybe one of the more interesting moments from the Bucks-Celtics game one? I think, which I certainly have my eye on it because I thought I was watching a highlight clip of me playing NBA Street on PlayStation 3, which I think is the backboard. Let's play that.
Yeah, really cool. Giannis going off the backboard, game one. Let's roll the clip.
Antetokounmpo. Williams. Stout defense.
Step through. Off the backboard. Threw it to himself. The Celtics inside. Wow. Great bench reaction, which I always appreciate. I feel like that always adds a little bit. But yeah, I mean, heading into the series, people were like, well, you know, the Celtics have the toughest defense in the NBA, and the Celtics were very tough on defense. And he was just like making up new things you could do on a basketball court in a playoff game to get around it. In this case, stepping, doing an up fake, step through, off the backboard, dunk. I think people have done it before, but it was pretty remarkable moment.
Yeah,
but it felt from our superstars though in the league.
Yeah,
right. Like that's exactly what we want to see in playoff basketball. Those moments, right, where you're sitting on your couch or whatever, and you get up and you're just like, oh my God, did you see that?
Right, exactly.
I flipped my couch over when that happened. Yeah.
So I'm one of those people who stands like ridiculously close to the TV.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys are like this or not.
Arms crossed like in front of the TV like this.
Yes. And yeah, I don't know if it drives my husband crazy or if he just enjoys laughing at me, but I don't even realize that I'm that close or that I'm doing it. And I'm a solid this close, you know, to the TV as I'm watching it, especially in the close game at the end. How do you guys watch it like that? Or do you sit back on your couch? How do you watch the playoffs?
I have no stress when I watch because I'm watching as a neutral, as a Laker fan. I've had my injuries and wounds that I've addressed and I can watch this with a neutral eye. So I'm relaxed. And yes, it does get me out of my seat. But when I'm a little bit more invested or like at the end of that Grizzlies Timberwolves game, when I was like, oh, this is a game. I stood up a little bit. And I started pacing a bit, but yeah, I've been mostly relaxed with intermittent screams.
Yeah, my body doesn't know how to watch basketball neutrally. So I am watching the game and then I will look down and realize what I'm doing with my body. Oftentimes it is standing up. I will shout at the top of my lungs like I did in the couple moments in the Grizzlies Timberwolves series. The jaw dunk, I think my wife thought something terrible had happened because of my reaction. And then when he actually closed it out with a game winning layup, then she called the police. But that was
talk about a series. Oh my gosh. That series was incredibly fun to watch.
So fun.
I think, do you ever do the thing where you watch where you physically get involved too? Like where you start, like a shot goes up and you bend your torso. Like, maybe that can, or like I sometimes like my leg is straightened at certain points. I'm like, what do I think I'm doing from this end of it? But clearly I'm like, no, just get that leg out. And now I don't know. Maybe it'll stay in bounds. I don't know.
I just get awkwardly close to the TV. And even though I can be neutral watching these games, like for example, watching that Grizz Timberwolves series, I was neutral, but I get so excited about the big moments of the games that I don't want to miss anything. And I'm worried that if I'm sitting back on my couch, I'm not close enough to the action. I think it's like FOMO of not being there.
Right.
I've got to be as close as possible so I can see the plays develop. But I mean, it's NBA playoffs, man.
Do you have any rituals or superstitions as it relates to watching your teams or before? I know Jack has a magical hat that he's currently having a bad relationship with.
Yeah, it's cursed. I'm a Sixers fan. It is a cursed hat. I've kept it off for the entire playoffs after they closed out Toronto. I put it on and immediately read that Joel Embiid had a fractured orbital and was out for game one. And I take all blame, and I'm here to atone by putting out this incredible podcast. I did burn it and bury it in my backyard.
So. As you should, you should, especially, now I'm a little upset. I'm a little upset at you that you wore the hat and that's the reason.
I thought I was safe. It was after a closeout game,
Unbelievable. Ooh. Selfish.
Exactly. I was also having like a bad hair day, so I needed to throw it on, and I paid the price. I mean, we have a clip of Giannis closing out the Bulls. That's exciting. His passing has gotten really good. His mid-range game has also gotten really good, which is exciting because he reached, he kind of just outed himself as the best player in the world in the finals last year. Came back from the offseason, was like, oh, and also I'm better this year. And I think we saw that. We are seeing that in the playoffs so far.
In first round series, had great success on their home floor as well. Bobby Portis gets up the first shot, and Giannis with a throwdown to get us started.
I'm such a Giannis fan. He's so much fun to watch, but also, one of the things that we expect from our players in the offseason is for them to work on something and then come back better and be able to see it that next year. Mm-hmm. And not everybody does that. And I think that that's what separates him as well. I mean, besides his ridiculous athletic ability and what he can do on the court, but the fact that he comes back and, like you're saying, we're seeing him in the playoffs right now get to a new Giannis level. I just have so much respect for him. Him improving the weaknesses of his game and us getting to see that right now in the playoff scenarios. Like, that's everything.
Yeah.
I just love to see that. So I just have so much respect for him, and I'm such a Giannis fan.
And he's so strong. Like, I think he got stronger. That one play where he just spinned and Jason Tatum was on the ground like 3 feet away afterwards was also exciting.
I mean, the Bucks are really giving him problems. And I was like, this again, you couple that with Giannis, and I'm feeling very good. I mean, I'm watching as a neutral. I have no vested interest in
as a Lakers fan. You don't have any relationship to either the Celtics or the Bucks. You don't.
No interest. I have nothing. I'm not putting my chips behind one team or the other, but I love Giannis. Gotta say it. Gotta give it to him. He's doing fantastic.
I love that I get to talk with a Lakers fan and a Sixers fan, two teams that I have worked for.
This is why we were so excited to talk to you, because we're later on, I'm gonna be like, what was it like? For sure. So, I mean, I think to go along with it, do we want to play one of the clips, or should we go into some of the funnier Giannis stuff we're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, the finals block we have, but I think everyone's seen that. I do just want, we were talking about reactions. So after the finals block where he's guarding Booker as he comes into the lane, Booker throws the alley-oop, and then he gets over and manages to block Ayton at the catch as he's going into dunk. There have been some blocks this year that are like, obviously supernatural and spooky, like Ja Morant jumping and almost hitting his head on the top of the arena. But that one was still like, every time I watch it, I'm like, it's almost like you just want to keep watching it to see how he did it, like frame by frame. Here, yeah, we can play it.
Booker with Tucker on him.
Driving.
Throws it up for Ayton. Shot blocked by Antetokounmpo. What a block from Giannis.
So I think the easiest way, because this is a podcast, I understand, the easiest way to describe what is happening is, any other time I was like, oh, that looks like a clean alley. Oh my God, he blocked
it. Because he guarded the passer and the receiver in in 1 second, which usually can't be done. That one, I found myself just running down the middle of the street, you know, three blocks from my house when I came to. That was my reaction to that one. I just burst through the front door.
As a neutral, not having any history with the Phoenix Suns in that postseason at all, I was like, this is fantastic basketball. And I, too, was very, very celebratory in that moment, I must say.
And then you started spreading rumors that he was going to sign with the Lakers, as Lakers fans are wont to do.
Immediately. Hey, start putting the jerseys up.
Spreading rumors?
No, that's not me. I don't have enough of a following to start a rumor. I can barely, you know, start rumors about myself that are good. But I think to go along with that, though, I think, like we're saying, on top of already his just, you know, fantastic ability. I hate to use the word freakish because that word is used all the time with him. But for me, the other thing I really love about Giannis is obviously it's easy to connect to his, you know, his talent as a basketball player, but his authenticity as a person is like this other thing that is very intoxicating about him that you can really tell that I feel like I'm seeing the authentic person as he is every time I see anything of him off the court. And that's something I really appreciate because the person that he kind of is off the court is a very fun, loving, sincere, kind person.
So we got a highlight reel of Giannis being Giannis is what Super Producer Jabari called it. And I think that's a good description.
Mommy, I love you, mommy.
What do you think of your first bobblehead?
I think they make me a little bit ugly. I'm more handsome than that.
He's so young in some of these.
I'm hungry. I'm going to get some pasta right for the game.
Lunch, roast beef. Looking forward to taking my day off tomorrow. You know, enjoy my pepperoni pizza, my chicken wings, you know, my smoothie.
You okay?
This one is good.
Hey, give me the steak one with the mushroom and cheese, American cheese, please. This is the whiz-whiz. I got the
whiz-whiz. All right. So just a series of Giannis enjoying food. At one point, he takes a sip of a smoothie and makes a... It's the face that John Travolta makes after he drinks the $5 milkshake in Pulp Fiction. Like,
right.
Me, he's just like, oh my, what the to the degree
shake.
That the person's like, are you okay? Like,
right.
Are you having gastrointestinal issues? And he's like, no, this is just a really good milkshake. He is somebody you get the sense really enjoys being Giannis Antetokounmpo. which is like, I think that's fun to see because I think we all feel like, yeah, I'd enjoy that too. But that looks fun to be able to eat whatever you want and be the greatest athlete in the world. There's also clips in there where he is 4 inches shorter than he currently is and like has not like baby fat, but right now he appears to be chiseled from fine marble. And like back then he just looks more like a
boyish.
Yeah, boyish. Like, still growing, which is pretty wild. Like, I think Jabari put it, like, that's one of the fun things about his career is, you know, it's a great joy of the social media era that you get to just, like, watch the literal development of one of the all-time greats in real time and then, like, go back and watch him be silly.
I mean, how about his recent obsession with Oreos?
Wait, what's his, how obsessed is he with Oreos right now?
Oh, you haven't seen? Oh, he's very obsessed with Oreos. He discovered Oreos. It's like he discovered Oreos like smoothies.
Yeah, you got to watch him discover Oreos and also the trick of dunking them in milk.
That's what I'm like, how can you not, what is there to dislike about him? And his love for the card game Uno, which is a personal favorite of mine. So it's ticking all the boxes. How does he stack up for you, Serena, like with players you've seen in your time, just reporting on the league in terms of like a likability factor? Do you rank him as up there with some of the goats of likability in the league?
Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely. I think that as NBA fans, what we crave from these athletes is the vulnerability, is the feeling like you actually kind of know the person, right? Mm-hmm. And Giannis gives us kind of that window into who he is, what it's like to be him. And then we all appreciate that. And not all players do that, and especially not all superstars. So I think that what's so unique about Giannis is you have this superstar MVP player that you get to laugh with about their love of discovering Oreos and smoothies, that loves to tell these dad jokes in post-game press conferences. Like, we don't just love the NBA because of the game. Most of us fell in love with the NBA because of our love of the game. But I think that all of us, whether you fell in love with the NBA because of basketball, some people fall in love with the NBA because of a guy like Giannis, right? Like, there's people out there who love the Bucks because they fell in love with Giannis as a person.
Right.
Yeah. And
that got them interested. And I think that that's what makes him so unique. And for me as a reporter and covering the league, I mean, what more can you possibly ask for? An incredible athlete, you know, championships in a small city, in a small market, and somebody who's so much fun.
Right.
So, I mean, he ranks right up there for sure.
And there's like also the rookie of the year factor where it, you feel like you're watching him discover he has superpowers kind of over the course of the career, career, where he's almost like, whoa, holy cow. That was cool. What I just did.
Like Peter Parker, 72 hours after the spider bite.
Yeah.
He's like, hold on. I was like, kss. It's like, okay, wait, hold on. Now, how do I put this together? And you're like, yeah, keep going.
And also he's like so joyful, like the stuff with the Oreos, the stuff with Uno, the stuff with that smoothie. There's also during the final celebration last year, there was like, I think he was just FaceTiming with his brother and was singing that Pop Smoke song For the Night, which I had heard before, but like seeing the joy, and he wasn't singing it well, by the way, he was not hitting all the notes, but he was just so happy. And it like became my favorite song for like the last year because I don't know. I just associated with like the pure joy of watching Giannis like really be in love with that song. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about a couple other playoff performances and we will get to know you a little bit better.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we're back. So Luka continues to be amazing. Chris Paul, I mean, I think that was one of the coolest things we've seen in the playoffs in a long time, was Chris Paul going 14 for 14. One for one from three, four for four from free throws in a closeout game.
Anyone else expect him to decline and then he just doesn't?
Yeah, this is after he was supposed to not be Chris Paul anymore.
Right.
And he's
right.
Better than he's ever been, which again seems impossible. Like that is another way. Like we've talked about, like some of the things like outlet passing and like dribble moves where they're putting English on the ball. And then the heights, the jaw jumps on blocks, like as being progressive and like things we've never quite seen before in the league. Longevity of players who really, you know, take care of themselves and, you know, push the limits of sports science is also something that, like, we don't know the ceiling yet. We don't, you know, we don't know how good he can be for how long, but he appears to be better than he's ever been before.
Yeah. Is it, I mean, I don't know if you agree, Serena, like it feels like he's intersecting with this, like his desire to win is like at the highest it's ever been, along with his like just time generated wisdom of the game. Mm-hmm. And they're like feeding off of each other to make his just, I don't know, very efficiently effective. And if that's kind of like what we're seeing.
It's wild. You know, you growing up in SoCal and being a Lakers fan, you know, when I think Chris Paul, the first thing that pops into my mind is mm-hmm. Chris Paul was almost a Laker.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
I mean, that's a story, that whole situation is a story for another day. But I think about that time being potentially like what his prime.
Yeah, what, exactly.
What we thought. Right.
Right.
And that was so long ago. That was so long ago. You look at him now, where he is at. I mean, I can tell you that when the Suns got Chris Paul, I didn't think that they were going to be a championship team. I mean, I thought they were going to be much better than they were, but I didn't think they'd be contending for a championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't think anyone did.
Proved me wrong. He proved all of us who didn't think so wrong. And you talk to anybody around the league and players that have played with him, and they'll talk to you about his just competitive desire. I think it just goes back to what you said. It feels like they're meshing right now. And look, we don't know for how long, but then again, I don't know who would have thought this would be happening right now.
Right.
Yeah. And for us old heads, being me, you know, I'm in my 40s. I like to think I'm only getting smarter with age and brag to young people about like how you have to get up much earlier in the morning to pull that crap around me. You know, Chris Paul, I can now say I'm the Chris Paul of this podcast stuff.
But you haven't gone vegan yet, though. That's the next part.
That's next.
Yeah.
That's next.
Got that vegan podcast diet. I think they've been Googling that like crazy.
All right. Let's move on to just get to know you a little bit better, Serena. So you're currently working for Bally Sports Cleveland. Previously, you've covered the Lakers, Blazers, Sixers. We like to ask each guest this, like just one moment, one thing that someone did on the basketball court that was like the wildest thing you've ever seen someone do on a basketball court. Like it can be a single play. It can be like a game that someone had. Like
Kobe dropping 60 in his final game.
Kobe dropping 60.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, yes. Miles, did you know that this had happened?
No, I've heard tell of this Kobe Bryant, but I not of this mythical game. Were you covering the team at the time?
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Oh,
goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, I know where I was. I was screaming up and down, like embracing all my friends because we couldn't believe this, like, fairy tale that was happening. What was that sensation like for you as a human being who likes basketball, observing with your own eyes what is happening right there?
I can tell you that being in the building for Kobe's final game and watching him drop 60, I mean, I'm actually getting goosebumps.
I can see them over this Zoom call. And we're not even in HD right now.
And I'm sweating because I have a beanie on and I'm just talking about it. And yet I'm literally have goosebumps. It was the single most incredible experience. I mean, no, I'm not saying even sports experience I have ever been a part of. The energy in Staples Center when Kobe dropped 60 in his final game, it was like the only time where everybody was there for one thing, right? Like, so I was there for game 7, 2010 championship.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is there for one thing.
Right.
Mostly right. Lakers fans there.
Right.
But not everybody there was a Lakers fan.
Right.
I was at that game and I was there for the hot dogs. Actually, I just really am a big fan of hot dogs.
Everybody in that arena,
right,
was there for one thing. And it's hard to even put into words the feeling. I remember, like, Kobe started off the game and everybody's kind of like, oh man, like, Kobe's final game, he's gonna go out like this, he's jacking up a bunch of shots, missing shots, and then all of a sudden he's at, like, you know, 35 points. And you're kind of thinking, like, oh, okay. Like, he could drop 40 in his final game. Like, that, right. that'd be a good way to go out, dropping 40. Mm-hmm. And then he surpasses 40. And all of us who are sitting by each other, like, with each point, we're just looking at each other. And then he's getting close to 50. And we're like, no way, he's going to have 50 in his final game. Like, that's incredible. And then he passes 50. And
yeah.
And then he just keeps going. And then he encroaches on 60. I mean, you just can't even, you can't make this stuff up.
Right.
You can't make it up.
Right.
And we all felt it. And I mean, I know that when you're standing up as a media member, or like your jaw is dropped as a media member, and I'm looking over at, you know, guys like Jay Adonde or Bill Plaschke, like, you know, we are taught to not show our emotion, right? We are covering the game.
Right.
All bets were off for this one, because that was it. How could you not? How could you not show your emotion? You were seeing something that you couldn't even put into words. So it was like 20 years of the most incredible basketball player packed into all the emotion from 20 years packed into those 3 hours. I mean, right. For me, it was more like 24 hours because the whole, I mean, I was there from sunup till sundown. I pulled an all-nighter that night. I didn't sleep. I stayed at Staples Center and went straight from Staples Center to the practice facility, actually, because we had extra interviews the last day. So I think I took a half an hour nap in my car at the Lakers practice facility. But yeah, that was single-handedly the most incredible experience I have been a part of.
Even your description of it, it's very clear. Cool. Like, you trying to find the words, I was like, I was there too now. I feel like, thank you for that. I can just off of your, even you trying to find the words, I think, even for somebody who made, you know, we have listeners who might not have seen the game or are new to the game, in that, just your description alone, I think, is a very compelling argument as why people should watch, go back and see that again. But
no, it was incredible. So that for me, as I was older and covering the league, favorite moment. As a fan, as a kid, my favorite moment was point four, D Fish. I mean, that was my favorite basketball moment on the court before I was covering the league. But in terms of actually being there, I mean, nothing compares to Kobe's final game.
Jade back for three. Lakers will get a chance to take the lead and look. Who has the ball? With half a minute to play, Bryant for the lead. Yes! Kobe Bryant gives the Lakers the lead.
And like in your time reporting, you interact with a lot of players. You're in moments where you're like, I'm not surprised that I see Giannis play so well. Or I can't believe I'm here for Kobe's game. What's been like the most surprising interaction or experience that you've had, like with the game, where you learned about a new dimension of a player or something you hadn't considered? And what is there anything like that you can share with us?
Sure. It's funny. Not that this would maybe be the most interesting one, but for me, it's the first one that comes to mind when you ask the question, because it's probably the most recent. And it's actually getting to know Rajon Rondo a little bit. Because I grew up playing basketball, watching the Lakers-Celtics rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're younger, right, when you're in high school, when you're in college, and you're not covering the league yet, and you're watching Lakers-Celtics games, and you're just a fan, you see your opposing team or your enemy,
your mind's made up.
Secret light, okay? and getting to know Rondo a little bit over the past couple of months after the Cavs acquired him, that was really interesting for me. Because I didn't know him at all, except from being a fan of the NBA and growing up watching the Lakers and Celtics rivalry. Mm-hmm. So getting to see him as a person and be around him and have a completely, I don't want to say completely different opinion, because I didn't know him to have an opinion before the Cavs acquired him, but getting to be around him and see how gracious that he is versus the player that I grew up watching and yelling at the TV. That was kind of eye-opening for me.
Right.
And he's like incredibly smart, right? Like, I guess he's like a very smart basketball player, but.
Very smart basketball player. Yeah. Like there was a story. Which coach was telling this story? I want to say it was either Carlisle or it might've been Doc. Obviously he played for Doc for so many years, but one of the coaches pregame, I was asking him about Rondo, and he said, usually there's no player that would ever watch film more than a coach. Like, coaches watch more film than any player ever would, except Rondo. Mm. And he was a guy where, like, in film session, you better know what you're talking about as a coach, because if you make a mistake, he'll call you out.
Right. There's a Scalabrine anecdote where, like, Scalabrine tells it, I guess it's a Mark Jackson anecdote, but Mark Jackson called a play that was a bluff. He just yelled 42 cross for his team, but it was like a bluff. They didn't actually have that, but he was just trying to, like, you know, the way that like a baseball catcher will like throw out multiple hand gestures and like try and confuse anybody trying to steal signs. And like, nobody would know that it was a bluff. Rondo looked at Jackson and was like, 42 cross, 42 cross. You don't have a 42 cross. Mark Jackson was like, how the hell did he just know that? But he knew their entire playbook, and also like knew that they hadn't edited it somehow.
Right.
Which is
He's
wild.
Like, who are you talking to? Did you ever roller skate with Rondo? Because that was the one little thing I learned about him when he was at the Celtics that I was like, he loves roller skating and he's like good at it. I'm like, okay, Rajon.
No, roller skating. And probably a good thing, because he dealt with plenty of injuries. Hammies can be a tough thing. So maybe too much roller skating, was affecting the hammies.
Could be.
Yeah, but you hear about him mentioned a lot as like, if this guy wants to be a coach, he's going to be like a all-time great if he's in the right situation. And his teammates like always seem to respect him a lot. So
yeah, he's I'm in the timeouts and huddles, and I'm always listening in, and he's that guy that's always yelling, or not necessarily yelling, but just like, he's always involved in the timeout. You know, like, coach would come over, And he's like, all right, Rondo, like, you know, sit down. I got to
Let me coach, please.
Yeah.
Things like that.
And it, I mean, it sounds like you've, I know I saw a post where you were talking about Pau Gasol and that you two were close. As a Laker fan, that warms my heart because I've always been an admirer of his and always suspected he was like a very genuine person. And it was very nice for me to see your heartfelt post where you're like, no, this is a very sincere, sweet person.
He's so sincere. He's so genuine, possibly the most genuine player I've ever met in the league. Look, so I interned for the Lakers when Pau was there as well. And as an intern, you know, you're quiet, you keep your head down. I was working some event and I was by myself and Pau just came over to make small talk. Like just, you know, something as simple as, oh, hey, nice shoes, like something like that. To go out of his way to make me feel like, hey, it's all right to talk to me. And we're just human beings too. And I can't tell you how much that means to somebody like me. So I knew him as an intern, obviously I covered him for many years. So I can tell you that whether I was just a little intern or a reporter or whatever stage I was at in my career, he was always the same. He was always genuine. He was always gracious. And he was like that with everybody. So whatever you've heard about Pau, in terms of the genuine stuff, I can tell you firsthand, it is all true.
Yeah. I remember, my dad was coaching the Celtics during his draft and like they wanted him more than anybody in the draft. And he went over and interviewed him and he was like, I think he's going to be a doctor if he doesn't get drafted in the NBA. Like he was saying that. And like his grades are that good. Like he's just like a super, again, like Rondo, very, very smart, interesting guy. I feel like with the Rondo thing and like the intelligence, like I feel like we've seen that a couple times in the playoffs this year where people predict plays before they happen. There was the Jokic thing where he like said that something was going to happen. Yeah, that's been happening a couple of times. Like that, I feel like that might be something we're also seeing with just so much more tape available.
Right, you guys are watching so much film now, right? And like in the playoffs, you know, with the Cavs, for example, they had books, right, for the play-in for the teams. So books that had plays in them, and they're watching film. The assistant coaches are going over what the plays are at shoot around, right? Like there's so much more of that now than there to be.
Yeah, I mean watching like my dad's career develop, like it went from when video first became a thing, like they were the only people who could get like the cut down of like, all right, every offensive play, like every offensive series where they run this play. But now like everybody can, like you could do that on your iPhone, like that's no big deal.
Wild.
Like
it's wild. Yeah. I was saying to scouts the Cavs playing game against Brooklyn. And I had a couple of scouts next to me. We got to chatting and it was wild listening to them because we're watching the Cavs Nets and they're writing down every play. And I asked them like, you know, is it exciting for you guys when you can call what the out of bounds play is, right? Hmm. Because before the play comes, like I can hear the guy next to me call the out of bounds play to the scout next to him. And he goes, no, he goes, what's most exciting for us is if there's ever a new play that we haven't seen. Because usually we've seen all of the plays and it's amazing. You know, it's like they don't miss a thing when they're there. But I don't know if they're sat next to scouts that are watching a game for all their plays, but it's, and then they give it to the team. And so everybody knows everybody's plays, right? So it's just a matter of studying them.
Yeah. Who is the more studious? That's like, yeah, that's the next thing we're going to see on the back of a basketball card. It's like studiousness. It's off the charts.
Well, Serena, it's been such a pleasure having you on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. I know you have to run, but thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Find me on Twitter at Serena Winters. If you want to go the Instagram route, at Serena_Winters. Ooh, someone took the old Serena Winters.
Hate better. We hate that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. This was fun.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right, and we are going to go to a quick break, and then we'll be right back to wrap it up with a couple funny clips.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
And we're back. And that was dope.
There's nothing better when I'm like, what were they like in real life? It's like the only thing I want to know, really, half the time.
Right. Yeah.
We're blessed to be able to pick people's
brains. Hey, Miles, you know, one of the best ways to find out what people are like in real life is putting a microphone on
them. Hey, there he is.
And miking them up. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's Miles and Jack. I'm Matt Boosty's mic'd up.
Mic'd up madness.
No, I just turned into a morning zoo DJ. So one is the ref, Scott Foster, is talking to Ed Malloy, I'm told. And it's the Celtics-Bucks game one, I believe.
Scanning the crowd. Who's that over there? Who's this guy?
So Jack Harlow was at the game and like big celebrity presence. And that, yeah, I was personally, I know who Jack Harlow is. I like his verse on that one Lil Nas X song. But I'm kind of with Scott Foster in the sense that like I was a little surprised by the amount of coverage that his presence at a playoff game was getting.
Yeah.
But here's Scott Harlow's mic'd up moment.
Scott Harlow mashup.
Scott Foster's.
Who's Jack Harlow?
I don't know what it is.
There's a guy over here, right here. He's in that white shirt behind you.
Yeah, who is he?
I don't know. Go ask him.
I've never felt more like I never thought I would say this. I've never felt more like an NBA ref in my life. I mean, like, I know of Jack Harlow and I know what he does, but in that was that resonates with me as I become an elder geriatric millennial and I'm not up on all the new celebrities and I'm like, who's that? Huh? In the white shirt? Okay, and they're cool. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I knew that. And then I just liked, you know, Jordan Poole is we've talked a little bit about you know, him being the third Splash Brother, but like he's, you know, he has continued to be like maybe the most dangerous weapon that the Warriors have. Like, I don't know, it's hard to compare, but he's been so good. And at one point during, so he was mic'd up and there was a jump ball that he was involved in, and he was going up against Jokic, and he had a funny moment.
Yes, good shot, good fives. How y'all do this? I don't know how to do this.
So they're going. about to do the jump ball, and he like puts his hand up. like the players, you know, like when they're about to do the jump ball, they both put their hand up a little bit, but he like did almost like a kind of,
it felt like a Renaissance painting of like a bohemian dandy.
Yeah He was like, hey, so you're supposed to like lock arms with them or what is it?
Hey, how do you do this? I've never done this.
And by the way, that was Ed Malloy that he was asking. Look, I'm a big Ed Malloy fan. All right,
big Ed Malloy fan.
Don't make fun of me just because I have an Ed Malloy ref jersey. Most people don't know that that's what it is, but I got the number.
People don't know. They said, you always post it on Twitter, you're wearing it and you take a picture of the number and you always tag it IYKYK. If you know, you know. All right. Give me a second there to do that joke. And that's right.
All right. And then Luka was mic'd up well during the first round. And, you know, I feel like we see a lot of Luka highlights, but you don't get to see the man behind the Luka. And this is a fun mic'd up moment.
Every game different suit. Must be nice, man.
He's just like talking about people looking nice. He's
starting to talk like my old uncle or something. Yeah. He's like, all right, man. New suit every night. Must be nice. Like, you're a millionaire. Yeah. But I still like that, the humility that you operate from, which is very endearing, Luka.
Yeah. Keep telling him he looks nice. You know, nobody doesn't like to hear, hey, man, you look great. That's a nice suit.
No.
You know? Just don't tell him that if it's not nice, because if you tell me a nice shirt sarcastically, I will be wearing that shirt 3 times a week for the next 5 years. So just like, don't mess with my emotions like that.
It's just, it is what it is, man.
All right. That's another one in the books.
Another one.
Another classic all-time great. Maybe the greatest. Maybe the greatest NBA podcast of all time. But another week of playoffs to look forward to. Is there anything that you're... This Bucks series, I'm very excited about. I'm excited to get my boy Joel back.
I'm excited for... there's always something fun to watch, so I really can't complain. As of now, as of this recording, we haven't seen the Warriors-Grizz game 2.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, we went through this whole episode and didn't even talk about like all-time classic game 1, the Warriors-Grizzlies. That game was incredible.
They've heard, they know. But what a game. And man, almost bit my nails off at the end.
Mm. I thought you weren't nervous, Miles. I thought you didn't care.
No, yeah, I am. I was just really hungry. That's why I almost bit them all.
You were really hungry and waiting for this game to be over to get a whiz whiz.
I couldn't just leave in the middle of the game, so I said, you know what? I'm going to eat my fingernails. That's what happened. I'm never tasty. Nervous. Nerves of steel.
All right. Well, that has been another episode of Miles and Jack
Got Mad Boosties. We'll see y'all next week, obviously. Bye.
Bye.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.